Have you ever felt your heart race before a first date? Wondering if you will say the right things or make a good impression? That flutter of nervous energy, the careful outfit selection, the way time seems to slow down as you wait to meet someone new. These moments of anticipation touch something deep within us because they represent our fundamental desire for meaningful connection. I am Amanda Collins, and you are listening to the Better Love Podcast, where we transform relationship challenges into opportunities for growth and authentic connection. Today, we are exploring a universal experience that affects so many women in the dating world, that delicate dance between anxiety and confidence. What fascinates me as a relationship expert is how the very same energy that manifests as anxiety can be transformed into genuine confidence. When you understand that those butterflies in your stomach are not a warning sign, but rather your body preparing you for something meaningful, everything shifts. The sweaty palms, the racing thoughts, the second-guessing, these are not obstacles to connection, but signals that you care about creating something genuine. In today's episode, we will explore proven strategies to harness that nervous energy and transform into authentic confidence. You will discover how to reframe anxious thoughts, develop empowering pre-date rituals, and cultivate a presence that attracts meaningful connections. We will examine why dating anxiety appears, how it serves a purpose, and most importantly, how you can work with it rather than against it. By the end of our time together, you will have a new understanding of dating anxiety and practical tools to approach dating with genuine confidence. Let us begin this transformative journey together as we explore how to show up as your most authentic self in the world of dating. Let me share a remarkable story from a recent Stanford University study that perfectly illustrates this transformation from anxiety to confidence. The research followed Rachel, a 28-year-old marketing executive who embodied what many of us experience in the dating world. Like so many women, Rachel found herself overthinking every interaction, spending hours preparing for dates, and often canceling at the last minute when her anxiety peaked. At the beginning of the study, Rachel would feel physically ill before dates. Her hands would shake, her throat would tighten, and she would convince herself that every scenario would end in disappointment. She had begun to avoid dating apps entirely, delete promising messages before responding, and create elaborate excuses to stay in her comfort zone. Working with the research team, Rachel began implementing small, manageable steps to build her confidence. Instead of trying to eliminate her anxiety completely, she learned to recognize those nervous butterflies as a sign of excitement about new possibilities. She started with brief coffee dates, keeping them to 30 minutes, which felt less overwhelming than full dinner commitments. Each small success built upon the last, gradually expanding her comfort zone. The turning point came when Rachel realized that authentic connection did not require perfect performance. She began to view dates as opportunities for genuine conversation rather than evaluations of her worth. By focusing on being present and curious about her date rather than monitoring her every word and gesture, she discovered that natural confidence emerged from self-acceptance. 6 months into the study, Rachel had transformed her relationship with dating anxiety. While she still experienced those initial nervous feelings, she now understood them as natural responses to meaningful opportunities. Her dates commented on her genuine presence and engaging energy, the very qualities that emerged when she stopped fighting her anxiety and learned to channel it into authentic connection. This brings us to a crucial understanding about the nature of confidence in dating. Rachel's journey illuminates something crucial about confidence in dating. It is not about eliminating anxiety, but transforming our relationship with it. This brings us to several misconceptions that often hold women back from experiencing genuine connection. Many believe confident daters never feel nervous. The reality is quite different. Even the most self-assured women experience butterflies, racing thoughts, and moments of uncertainty. The difference lies not in the absence of nerves, but in how these feelings are interpreted and channeled. Confident daters have simply learned to view these sensations as signs of excitement and anticipation rather than warning signals. Another harmful belief is that dating anxiety indicates something is fundamentally wrong with you. This could not be further from the truth. Your anxiety reflects your genuine desire for meaningful connection and your natural response to uncertainty. It is not a flaw in your character, but a normal part of the human experience of seeking partnership. Some women believe they must completely eliminate their anxiety before entering the dating world. This mindset often leads to prolonged isolation and missed opportunities. Moderate anxiety can actually enhance your dating experience, sharpening your awareness and adding an element of excitement to your interactions. The key lies in working with these feelings rather than against them. There is also a prevalent misconception that medication is the only effective solution for dating anxiety. While professional support can be valuable, numerous evidence-based approaches exist for managing dating-related stress. From cognitive techniques to behavioral strategies, you have many tools available to build your confidence and create authentic connections. These insights lead us to several powerful principles that can transform your experience of dating anxiety. By understanding these core concepts, you will discover how to harness your natural responses and create meaningful relationships from a place of self-awareness and genuine confidence. Now that we understand these common misconceptions, let us explore the proven principles that transform dating anxiety into authentic confidence. These insights come from extensive research in cognitive behavioral therapy and social psychology, offering a clear path forward. The first principle centers on anxiety reframing, a powerful shift in how you view those flutter feelings before a date. Your racing heart, those butterflies in your stomach, these are not warning signals of danger. They are your body preparing you for an exciting opportunity to connect. When you feel that nervous energy rising, pause and say to yourself, "I am excited to meet someone new." Progressive exposure builds upon this foundation by gradually expanding your comfort zone. Start with low-pressure situations like brief conversations in familiar settings. As your confidence grows, move toward longer interactions and actual dates. Each small step creates a foundation of positive experiences your mind can draw upon. The self-compassion protocol teaches you to become your own supportive friend during dating experiences. Replace harsh self-judgment with understanding. Instead of, "I should not be nervous," try, "It is natural to feel uncertain, and I am doing my best." This gentle self-talk allows you to stay present and authentic rather than getting caught in self-criticism. Authentic presence emerges naturally when you shift focus from performance to connection. Rather than wondering if you are saying the right things, tune into your genuine curiosity about the person across from you. Ask questions you truly want answers to. Share thoughts that matter to you. This authentic engagement creates real chemistry that anxiety cannot overshadow. These principles work together to create a positive cycle. As you reframe anxiety as excitement, take manageable steps forward, treat yourself with compassion, and focus on authentic connection, your natural confidence emerges. This brings us to the practical strategies you can implement today to put these principles into action. Let us transform these principles into practical actions you can take today. Begin by creating your personal anxiety baseline assessment. Take out your phone and open your notes app. The next time you feel dating anxiety, document exactly what triggered it and rate the intensity from 1 to 10. This creates your personal anxiety map for targeted improvement. When you notice anxiety rising before a date, put reframing into practice. If you think, "I am so nervous about this coffee date," pause and say out loud, "I am excited to enjoy a coffee and learn about someone new." Your body responds to this shift in language, turning nervous energy into positive anticipation. Build your exposure hierarchy, starting with low-stakes situations. Send a friendly message to someone who interests you on a dating app. Once comfortable, progress to short video chats. Graduate to brief coffee meetings in familiar locations. Each small win builds your confidence naturally and steadily. Create your pre-date confidence ritual. Choose an outfit that makes you feel powerful. Arrive 10 minutes early to settle into the space. Take 3 deep breaths while thinking of a time you felt completely at ease. This ritual centers you in self-assurance before your date arrives. Monitor your progress through specific markers. Notice when you can maintain eye contact more easily. Observe yourself asking questions from genuine curiosity rather than obligation. Feel the moments when you laugh naturally instead of monitoring your responses. These signs indicate your authentic confidence emerging. Your success shows in subtle ways. You will find yourself suggesting date ideas without hesitation. The pre-date jitters will transform into pleasant anticipation. You will share your thoughts more freely, knowing your authentic self is exactly who you need to be. Let us explore how to navigate common challenges that might arise as you implement these strategies. As you implement these strategies, you might notice resistance arising when facing anxiety-provoking situations. This is your mind attempting to protect you from perceived threats. Instead of pushing through forcefully, break down each dating interaction into microsteps. If a coffee date feels overwhelming, start by simply walking into that coffee shop alone several times first. Difficult dating experiences can trigger setbacks in your confidence journey. A date who does not follow up or shows disrespectful behavior might tempt you to retreat. Transform these moments into learning opportunities by asking yourself what this experience taught you about your own values and boundaries. Your worth remains constant regardless of any single interaction. Physical anxiety symptoms like a racing heart or butterflies can feel overwhelming in dating situations. Practice the 4-7-8 breathing technique before and during dates. Inhale for 4 counts, hold for 7, and exhale for 8. This activates your parasympathetic nervous system, creating genuine calm. Position your hands flat on the table to ground yourself if anxiety spikes during conversation. Maintaining progress under stress requires sustainable practices. Create a dating wellness routine that includes regular self-care activities. Schedule 1 hour after each date to process your emotions through journaling or talking with a supportive friend. This builds emotional resilience and prevents anxiety from accumulating. Your journey toward dating confidence follows a natural rhythm of progress and consolidation. Each time you face a challenging situation, your capacity for handling uncertainty expands. Notice how your response to dating scenarios evolves from automatic anxiety to thoughtful engagement. This transformation emerges through consistent practice and self-compassion. Through consistent practice and self-compassion, dating anxiety transforms into authentic confidence. The research clearly shows that this shift occurs not by eliminating nervous feelings, but by reframing them as natural excitement about connecting with potential partners. Your journey toward dating confidence begins with small, manageable steps. Start by documenting your specific triggers and anxiety levels. Then create your personal reframing statements, turning thoughts of worry into expressions of possibility and opportunity. Building genuine confidence emerges from self-acceptance and gradual exposure to dating situations. Each interaction becomes an opportunity to practice presence and authentic connection, rather than focusing on performance or outcomes. Your pre-date preparation rituals serve as anchors, helping you stay grounded in your true self. The path to confident dating unfolds through consistent, small actions aligned with your values. As you progress, you will discover that dating anxiety no longer controls your choices. Instead, it transforms into an energizing force that enhances your authentic presence and ability to form meaningful connections. This is Amanda Collins, because better self-love attracts better love. Find your tribe at betterloveproject.com.